What do you call a little creature so big that hops around in hops along the ground? Some live in on the land and some live in water, and they hop.
Frogs.
What do you call the smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
A cricket.
No, of a frog, the same.
Oh, a frog.
Some kind of a frog. Do you have a different name for the smaller frogs that make a chirping sound?
Tree frog.
What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Red worms.
What do you call large worms used for bait?
Well, I really don't know, because I didn't go fishing. I don't know what they'd be called. Grub worms?
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
A candlefly.
What do you call an insect which is long and thin and has filmy wings and it flies over ponds and lakes? It's usually about that long and about that size, but has real filmy wings. Just flies around like that, just circling over lakes.
Snake feeders, that's what I, snake doctors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts. Goobers.
Which would you say first?
Peanuts.
What would your mother have said?
Well, she'd probably said peanuts. You know, I have, you know, people that live, you know, further out might say goobers, you know. Of course, I know Georgia, they're noted for their goobers, you know, but it's both. But we would have said peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what his father? The boy.
Looks like his father.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you would say that the boy
acts like his father.
Do you call a woman who helps, what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
A hick.
How do you normally refer to a person who has skin, whose skin is black or brown?
Negro. A nigger. That's what I used to say, but since they've got us all straightened out on this, why? You say Negro.
Suppose you were angry with a Negro and thought he was very trifling or no good, how might you refer to him?
Well, I'd say he is a low down, good for nothing. Something.
What? Go ahead and say it. All right. This is science.
I'd just say he's a low down, good for nothing nigger, is what I'd say.
All right. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to? How do you refer to the race that you and I belong to?
White people.